is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
It's incredibly exciting. What an amazing location, and what an amazing opportunity. And you know, all Evertonians should be assured we're looking as favourably. We're doing everything we possibly can to bring this to fruition. You know, everything is positive. Things are moving in the right direction. There's a tremendous amount of work. There's a ton of work to be done on it. But we are, you know, we've grasped it with both hands and we're determined to bring it to fruition. And yeah, absolutely amazing location for Everton Football Club.
Yeah, it looks amazing. And just the thoughts of it and the thoughts of European football there. In fact, not even there. The thoughts of European football at Goodison Park with a list of people who now want to get into Goodison Park. It's gone that well for
you. There's a great feeling in the club, you know. There's a great feeling for lots of reasons. You know, the stadium's full every week. We've got some amazing young players breaking through into the first team. We've got a great manager. We've got the strong investment behind us. We've got the promise of a new stadium. So the feel-good factor is enormous. And it's been building, you know, and I think a lot of people forget that, you know, we've had two pretty ordinary seasons up to this season, two bottom half finishes, and in the season before we hardly won a game at Goodison, it felt like it, and on the back of that we still broke our season ticket record. So there's a lot of good things happening, you know, off the pitch in terms of building loyalty, you know, bringing fans closer to the club. That special bond that, you know, Everton Football Club has with its fans, I think is strengthening all the time. So, you know, it's a really good time to be an Everton fan, we feel.
I'm starting to see it as well. I don't know about you, Steve, when you see, I think maybe it's just maybe I'm seeing something that isn't there, but I feel like I see more Blues on the street now than I did 2 or 3 years ago wearing Everton tops when I walked through the city. I know Steve's got a question for you there as
well. Yeah, I mean, I'm a Bolton fan, so you could say I know nothing about football, especially this last few weeks are giving me sleepless nights. But the bottom line with all this positivity, are Everton as a club and as a team ready to go to that next level to dream, or, well, not dream, but to compete in the Champions League?
Listen, the ambition's always been there. It's really interesting because I think a lot of fans are thinking there's been, you know, a pivotal moment. And in many ways, you know, Mr. Mashiri joining the club was that, you know, special moment. But that ambition has always been there. Ever since I've been at Everton now, which is 11, 12 years, you know, the ambition has burned bright. Every single penny, every single
What's
penny
different
we've had.
Then? 'Cause you've been
every
there.
Single penny we've had has gone into creating, developing, putting the best 11 players on the pitch. What has happened across the whole of the Premier League is we've got an amazing new TV deal, which means that every single club is considerably better off. And undoubtedly, we have Mr. Mashiri standing behind us and providing funds, which is giving us that extra confidence. So I think the strategy's always been there. The ambition has always been there. We, you know, I think finally we're getting the wherewithal to live up to that. Now, to Steve's point, the gap between Everton in seventh and some of the clubs above us who've been playing in the Champions League regularly is absolutely enormous. It's a big gap. You know, we are, you know, 30, 40 million pounds behind Tottenham in terms of wage bill. We're about a third of, you know, one or two other clubs above us, a quarter of probably what Man City and Chelsea are playing in wages. That gap is enormous. But, you know, I think there's a real belief inside the club that it's not just about money. Of course, money is going to be really important to us. But with a great manager, with a great youth development system, with that great spirit, you know, listen, Leicester proved it. And, you know, we've got, hopefully, you know, we definitely have got better resource than Leicester. Then, you know, we believe we can kick on and break into that top four and take the club forward.
Superb. I'm not going to ask you where the Arteta money went because that we get that tweet every second day. Transfers is going to be a huge thing for all clubs.
Absolutely.
This summer specifically.
Yeah.
Now that the coffers are there, as you said, Mr. Mashiri's there, the Sky money's there, are you consistently eyeing up deals and players obviously going to be going in and out of the club?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is a really important big summer for us. I think the club will continue to make big investments. I think, you know, the squad will continue to grow and improve. And it'll be a very busy and exciting summer for Everton fans. I mean, I think looking back at last window, the last summer window, the transfer window changed enormously. You know, transfer fees went through the roof, wage bills went through the roof, and I think more of the same will happen. I think what we've got to do is make sure we operate in that window as we always have done, looking out, you know, for best value, being as good as we can in terms of negotiating and getting, you know, the best bang for our buck in that sense. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Everton will be busy in the transfer window.
Radio City Talk. This is Full Time.